Welcome to our program, Everyday English, listeners. We continue with our study of idioms with stand. Yesterday we heard a dialogue illustrating the uses of some of these expressions. For example,
stand. I can't stand the man.
Stand by. I stand by what I said.
And today, I'd like us to look at
stand up to, stand to reason,
stand up for.
Now, here's a continuation of the dialogue.
I'm going to hold you to your promise.
I will stand by my promise. Believe me, I always do, you know.
Have a cigarette?
I gave up smoking several months ago. My health can't stand up to it. It only stands to reason that I stop smoking.
I agree entirely. You stand to gain by refusing my offer. Well, to go back to the subject we were discussing,
I think we should all vote for Menu.
Well?
You see, Menu stands up for principles. He's the sort of man who can't stand partiality or favoritism. And we need such a man.
I can see he is your man. I would like to think about the matter a little further.
Now, let's look at some of the sentences. Adjo will stand by her promise.
I'll stand by my promise. I always do, you know.
The meaning of the sentence should be clear. She's not going to alter what she said. Here's a new idiom, stand up to.
I gave up smoking several months ago.
Adjo's health can't stand up to it. Stand up to means oppose, offer resistance, to remain unaffected by. Adjo's health can't stand up to smoking. He cannot resist or remain unaffected by smoking. Here's another sentence.
It only stands to reason that I stop smoking.
Now, here's a sentence containing the expression stand to gain, which means
be in a position where you can gain an advantage.
As in, for example, the sentence you gave.
You stand to gain by refusing my offer.
And now, listen to how the expression stand up for is used.
Menu stands up for principles.
Man who stands up for principles. Stand up for means support morally or verbally. Man who stands up for principles.
He stands up for high ideals.
He never stands up for liberal ideas.
The expression stand up for has a slightly different meaning in
stand up for oneself.
Stand up for oneself. Here it means to refuse to allow other people to take advantage of you. For example,
this is the time for him to stand up for himself. He's never learned to be independent.
And then there's the expression
stand in for,
which means
act as a temporary substitute for someone.
For example,
you can go have your lunch now. I'll stand in for you.
That is, I'll do your work for you temporarily while you're away. Now, here's a dialogue. It's a continuation of the previous one.
Do you really believe Menu stands up for equal opportunity?
Yes.
I mean, equal opportunity for women.
I would have thought so. Yes. Although I have always thought that we women must stand up for ourselves, since we can't depend on you to stand by us.
Maybe, maybe not. I think some of us have stood by you in the past anyway.
Like Menu, for instance.
Well, if you think so. The manager has guests coming in, and he has asked me to wait here to receive them, That's why I'm here. But I have to give these papers to Menu next floor.
Well, I can stand in for you.
Thank you.
Now let's look at some of the sentences again. Let's first look at the two uses of stand up for. Here's one.
Do you really believe Manu stands up for principles?
Do you really believe Manu stands up for principles? Stand up for. Here, it means support morally or verbally. Do you really believe that he has the moral courage to support principles? Here's a similar use of the expression.
But has he ever stood up for equal opportunity?
Has he ever supported equal opportunity or principle? Now, observe the second use of stand up for. In the expression, stand up for oneself. This means, refuse to allow others to take advantage of you. Ajo says,
I have always thought that we women must stand up for ourselves.
That is, we women should not allow others to take advantage of us. We should defend our rights. Now, listeners, shall we go over the dialogue once more?
Do you really believe Menu stands up for equal opportunity?
Yes.
I mean, equal opportunity for women.
I would have thought so, yes. Although I have always thought that we women must stand up for ourselves, since we can't depend on you to stand by us.
Maybe, maybe not. I think some of us have stood by you in the past anyway.
Like Menu, for instance.
Well, if you think so, the manager has guests coming in, and he has asked me to wait here to receive them. That's why I'm here. But I have to give these papers to Menu next floor.
Well, I can stand in for you.
Thank you.
Now let's listen to the sentences once more, this time more slowly.
You can go have your lunch now. I'll stand in for you.
But has he ever stood up for equal opportunity?
I have always thought that we women must stand up for ourselves.
Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good day and goodbye.